We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A deal has been struck to boost crowd size for the Everest, allowing thousands more spectators into Royal Randwick next Saturday for the signature event. Health orders were signed late yesterday, so 11,000 more racegoers are allowed in as part of a limited exemption on COVID restrictions for three race days, including the Golden Eagle at Rose Hill. However, the arrangement still falls short of a push by senior business figures and cabinet ministers to boost event numbers even further. Racing boss Peter Vlandis continues to urge the government to examine greater capacity options when the strong data on New South Wales COVID infection rates warrants it. New South Wales students will soon carry digital education passports with academic records and qualifications stored on mobiles under a new state government plan. The Saturday Telegraph can reveal work on the project is expected to start next year. Customer Service Minister Victor Dominello says the digital records could include academic reports starting from primary school through to university and TAFE. To allay privacy concerns, however, Mr. Dominello says that only students could access their passports, which he expected would be made available through the Service New South Wales app. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Claims that a strict two-day deadline for New South Wales to find the source of this week's mystery COVID cases was imposed by health experts has been shot down. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk claimed yesterday that the deadline was agreed to by the AHPPC, the team of health experts leading the nation's pandemic response. Anything agreed to by the AHPPC goes to the federal government and national cabinet, and the Saturday Telegraph has been told that the 48-hour deadline was proposed by one person in a meeting last month, but the idea was not adopted. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says that she'd never heard of the deadline before. And to the rugby, ahead of the Bledisloe Cup opener against New Zealand on Sunday, the Wallabies are aiming to do things differently under new coach Dave Rennie. The team's new direction will be a more pragmatic approach after 18 years of humiliation against the Kiwis. Rennie's plan is built on tight defence and a heavy reliance on kicking, the hallmarks of the South African and Northern Hemisphere teams that excelled at the last World Cup. With one eye on the 2023 World Cup and the other on winning this Sunday, the Wallabies will play with just two survivors from the side in last year's World Cup quarterfinal thrashing by England. And that's your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.